Welcome back to the pod.
Welcome to Confessions Cafe. By the way, I don't know if you've read that message.
I love the name.
Why did we not think
love
of that?
It.
We literally have a podcast called Confession Sessions.
So good.
And we're like, we need a C words. Obviously, Lauren came up with some other C words.
Yes, mine were not wanted. If anyone hasn't already seen them, we are on YouTube and we're also on Patreon.
Yes, because loads of people listen on... I didn't realise how many people are on Patreon. But if you listen to other podcasts, then you can now get us on Patreon, the full episode and confession sessions, and you can watch it all.
You download Patreon, it's an app. You download that and it means you get all the video pods on Patreon every week.
Oh, we just got a wee hotline bling there.
Was that the hotline bling?
That was the hotline bling.
That looked really staged.
It can only mean one thing.
Who could it be? As if we've got a special guest coming.
I mean, we'll just mute that because actually it was just somebody starting a wee live video.
If you want to see us, then you need to download Patreon and you can basically join on there. You need to actually click join confession sessions, is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so just scroll down a wee tiny touch because you can't move bits on it yet. It's not like when you used to build your own website and you could have anything. You could have like who's the hottest couple of the year.
Yes.
Who's the hottest couple of the month?
Freewebspace.com.
Give me love.
And then you make everything sparkly.
Yeah.
And ours would always, whatever your name is, running your show.
Oh, yeah.
Running
your
show. 2 minutes, I'm just going to like...
No, it was OAM. OAFM.
On a mission.
A fucking mission.
Oh, no. Mine was OAMH, on a manhunt.
Yeah, on a manhunt. Or
I was always on a manhunt.
We're going on a manhunt.
We're going to catch a big one.
I remember one of the top lines.
I was scared.
Lauren was scared.
This is Lauren scared of the Bobby.
Terrified.
I remember people used to write their descriptions. So like different young teams would have their descriptions, right? So
different young teams? Are you classing yourself as a young team?
I wasn't in a young team. No, I wasn't. But there was ones, right? I wish I was in a young team at the time. That is all I ever wanted. But there was like people would have their own little bios in the young team's website.
Right.
And they would always...
Oh, yeah.
They would
basically
always
meet
say...
the team.
They would always say, this is Ash, she's a mad shagger. Everyone was described as a mad shagger.
Did you personally know a mad shagger?
I know loads of mad shaggers, yeah.
Yourself.
Of course. But here's the thing, the mad shaggers were still virgins.
No, it was actually specifically to point out the ones that weren't virgins.
Oh, right, okay.
Because if you were a virgin, then it would be like, oh, she's a wee angel.
My halo would have been shining.
It was very much like giving everyone their place. Shagger, shagger, not a shagger yet, but willing. Shagger, 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 but willing.
But willing.
So what's been happening this week? It's been busy. Easter Sunday.
Yep.
April Fool's the day after. We never done anything for it. We
really should have done.
We missed the boat on that one, actually. I didn't even let the kids do anything for April Fool's.
You know, the best one that I saw was a girl who put a sticker or like a bit of paper in the back of her mum's car and it said, honk your horn at me and give me the middle finger. And then she just filmed her mum and her mum was like, what's going on? Why is everyone doing this? Everyone's just going past beeping, going like that to her. And she's like, what? That's 25 people so far.
Oh my God.
I just wish I thought of something. We could have done something.
I actually did get made a fool of on Sunday. So I was at Ella's dancing competition for the weekend and it's like a whole thing. And I end up with like a dancing hangover. If any other dancing mums are listening, they'll know it's like full on stress.
Adrenaline,
right? It's not even about like the stress of wondering whether they're going to win or lose or whatever. It's actually the timing of making sure that they're ready in time, they're wearing the right stuff, you've changed their hair, you've changed their outfit, they're at warm up at the right time, you need to then make sure you're back again in half an hour to actually watch them. Like, it's just a whole thing, and then they're on like 2 or 3 times in the one day.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'd been at that and I actually went and stayed at my friend's house, so I was away for like 3 days we worked out. So by the time I came back on Sunday, right, I'd like last shaved on the Friday, right? This is very personal. Why do you look disgusted at me, right? It's going somewhere. My next door neighbour's a dog groomer. Right. So she's like, you need shaved. Come in and get sheared, honey bun. No, I know this is a really weird way for me to tell the story, and it's actually probably funnier than what I'm going to tell you. But ended up that I was standing and I was wearing like a wee sort of like blazer top. I had a waistcoat. I was wearing a wee waistcoat with a blazer on top of it, basically a full 3-piece suit. And my neighbour came in and she's like, do you want me to take her for a groom? The top of the dog. I was like, yeah, it's fine. And I just take my blazer off and I kind of moved a wee bit. And I don't get really bad regrowth because I've had blazer, right? But I honestly had like the tiniest wee like 5 o'clock shadow under my arm, right? And Charlie just like looked at me, double took me, and went, wait, what? What was that? I went, what? And I knew right away. I was like, oh no, he's just seen like I've got a wee tiny bit of stubble under my armpit, right? He was like, what was that? And I went, Charlie, enough. And Lorette, my neighbour, standing looking at me, and she's, I can tell that she knows what's going on, but she's kind of like, anyways, I'll just take the dog and we'll get her back to you in half an hour. And I'm going, Charlie, leave it. And he's going, no, what he's like, though, he just keeps going. So anyway, she then left, and he was like, what was that under your arm?
I'd be like, it's fluff.
Right,
like
and I went, nothing, but it looked kind of like a black thing under your arm. And I went, Charlie, it's, right. Basically, women do get hairy armpits, but we just normally shave them. I've just not shaved them since Saturday morning or Friday night. And he was like, what? I went, we get hair under our arms. He went, wait, what? It was
just imagine face, like, dramatically broken. Like,
he was like, that you actually get that. You actually get hair under your arms. I went, yeah, everyone gets it. And he went, what? He's like, so Ella's going to get that. I was like, yeah, they'll get that. And he was like, and so, like, wait, Auntie Lauren has that. He started going through the full family.
Why is he fucking dragging me in it?
Auntie Ailey has that.
Auntie Ailey does not clarify that.
Laser. And then, so he went through the full family, right? And he went, even Nana. I went, yep, even Nana. And he's like, Mars would be blonde. Right? I was like, that's right. And he went, even Nanny Jean. Talk about my gran. And he went, oh, he went, Mars are definitely grey.
Why is he trolling all that?
He's basically trolling us.
I can see it though.
It's the way his mind works, but it's like, see his delivery. What he says is actually not like that, but it's the way he says it. Me and Fraser are ending ourselves.
You have obviously let us all down though, because you dropped one for the team.
What? Because I had like one wee tiny bit.
Because you showed. So none of us have given it away before.
Now he's going to have to tell everyone. I know. Everyone at school's going to find out our secret.
Well, guess what he keeps going around now saying? Is it true that French babes don't shave their pits? Because that now makes sense to
exactly.
him. That line now it's makes sense to him. Home Alone is like, yes, I now understand it.
Oh my God, I've got my own like child misunderstanding situation, right? I think I did tell you this.
Oh, did you not tell me? Wouldn't surprise me. Go on, tell us, Ailey.
I got a photo by Ash this morning, right? Quickly.
A quick selfie to send to a friend.
Because Lauren had her head in her phone doing something.
I had my head in the work phone, actually.
Right, okay.
And the work
Lauren's taken it very personally. So we went up the camp season Sunday night for Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. and went right to the top of the hill with our wee like painted eggs, and then rolled them back down. And
not
down.
With me, with our friend.
Uh-huh.
No, I know.
Okay.
Just because Lauren was about to explode.
Just because she'd already told you the story, obviously.
So
I don't care to know.
Went, as soon as we got there, we got to like the bit that's like the car park in the sky, right? Which is like
was
almost at the top. Well, we were like the first ones there because we were there dead early.
No, it's all right.
So we got up there and just so happened there was like a mangled car that had obviously come round the corner.
From the other way.
Through, and then went like over the hill and then it went through the car park.
No,
it obviously at pure high speed, knocked the wall down and then landed at the bottom of the hill. And we were like, oh my God. But it was obviously...
It's like your worst nightmare of driving that road.
Yeah.
As a child, you would always drive that road going, oh my God, imagine you rolled down that hill.
I still think that though now. I hate driving up there.
I just hate driving in the dark. But anyway, so we got there and I was like, oh my God. And obviously took a wee moment and went, has this just happened? Or has that been there for weeks? You know, that way you never know.
Yeah.
But we were the first ones there in the morning. So I was like, is there something in that? Like, is that everything all right? And the kids heard that and my friend's wee girl had heard it as well. And she was like, is there somebody in it? And I was like, no, it's fine. I can see police tape. Like, it's been dealt with. And then they were just playing for a wee bit. And then next thing, all the kids are pure devastated. And they're like, it was a mum, dad and a child that were in it. And I was like, why? What are you talking about? Me, and instantly I'm going, they've seen a ghost. Something's happened.
Oh, because right? Obviously that would make the most sense in that situation. They've seen a ghost and Aileen knows. Because of course,
talk shy.
Why else would they say that, Aileen?
Well, it's just a wee bit spooky. So I was like, why do you think that? And my pal's wee girl's like, it's come and see. And she showed us. There just so happened to be a wee memorial plaque that said mum and dad and whatever name, but it was about 10 feet from the car.
Oh.
So they just assumed somebody's died in there and this is where they've been buried. And do you know what? See, ever since, the kids are telling people. See, on Easter, we went up the campsites and we rolled our eggs down the hill and we saw a car crash and we saw where they were buried. I was like, that's not what
morbid.
Happened. Why is that the feature of your day? Stop telling people we saw a car crash. We never even saw it.
He has risen.
Exactly. I was like, of all days for it to happen. Biblical.
You know that you're not going to notice any more details about this or find out any more details until you go to parents' night and you get their news and you flick back to the week after and it'll be like, what did you do in Easter holidays? Now they write their news down. Like, I went to my nana's. Da-da-da-da-da. It'll be like, I went to the camp season. I seen somebody get killed.
That is
it'll be like, they'll take it so far.
That is the first line that Oliver said to my mum was, It wasn't. He was talking about Easter, and he was like, "I can't believe we saw someone die on Sunday." And I was like, "You never.
You didn't.
You didn't. God, stop being so dramatic."
And on that note, by the way, if anyone has a story similar, can you please write in? Because it is funny how they will just fabricate things and fill in blanks that were never there.
Yeah,
I know. They just little storytellers.
Do you not think Easter,
we liars?
Easter in general, right, is actually really cute, especially if you're not religious and you just do it for a wee laugh. Like the fact that we boiled eggs and then painted them and then just rolled them down a hill.
What did you paint on yours? Because we did actually do some really good. My Easter was basically null and void because I was away at this comp, right, with both the kids. But usually we kind of go for it with Easter eggs, and we didn't this year because we weren't about. I remember actually it was during lockdown we did a Carol Baskin, yeah, a Joe Exotic, which, where's he? Where's Joe Exotic these days?
In jail.
Yeah. How is jail going for you, Joe? I want to know.
We did an update.
And then we did some little tigers. Uh-huh. Because obviously that's what they love, Tiger King.
Oh my god, that's so lockdown, isn't it?
And then we flung them down, and obviously I used the Carol Baskin.
Yep.
Killed her husband. Whacked him. As my music.
Didn't happen.
Was happening. And it was a whole dance.
There was
Carol
a dance routine.
Baskin.
Uh-huh. Do you always do that?
What?
Boil eggs and paint them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not?
No.
But you're like, you're like the original mum. You have all the kids.
You can like colour them in with pens as well.
Yeah.
A bit easier.
I'd rather eat them.
I don't know the rules. We start. Actually, two friends messaged me separately, voice notes. Guys, what do you do for Easter?
I know.
Like, I don't really know.
It's not like Christmas.
It's not like
we
Christmas.
Need a schedule for
it's
we
not
need
a
know.
Big thing. We don't no, go I know to that. Church.
We can
I get
make
that.
It a big thing.
But
we
it's
can
the
make
whole Easter bunny thing. We don't know, like, who, like, is it the Easter bunny? Like, is it you guys? Like,
oh, it's the bunny.
I know that. But also, there was then the whole thing of, like, the bunny fucking lays the eggs.
Apparently that is
bunnies
a thing.
Bunnies don't lay eggs. They don't, like, what?
No, bunnies just give the eggs with the big basket.
Reindeers don't fly either.
Oh, I know.
What? Reindeers don't fly, Lauren. I'm sorry to shock you.
Brand new information. But yeah, the whole Easter thing, nobody knows the rules on it, and somebody needs to actually write the rule book,
yeah,
so we know what we're doing.
Yeah, this is the routine for the day.
We need to know what the routine is for the day.
I wanted to ask you, have you seen Nara Smith on TikTok?
Yes, I love her.
Have you seen her?
She's basically blown up recently. She's a model, right? And she's also pregnant, and she's a mum, and she has got quite literally the most calming voice I have ever heard in my whole life.
Wait.
She makes food content.
I fucking know who you're talking about. It's the grilled cheese woman, isn't it?
She makes her own cheese and stuff like that.
She makes everything from scratch. So like the video that I saw her from was, she was like, my toddler asked me for yogurt and granola. So I made it, and she literally
That's a good impression of the voice.
Ah, that's what it's like. It's almost ASMR, but I can handle it, so it's not too like saliva-y.
It's not breathy. It's just super relaxing. She
and
like this.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
But the thing that she's making, she's literally in the morning, she's like, so I just started making their oats, and then I made the yogurt, and then I just left it for 8 hours, and I came back and made them this wee bowl of yogurt and a granola.
Are you saying that she's talking shite?
No, yeah, but I think she's actually, this is the theory now, people are like, she's obviously taking the piss. She's got like several million now followers.
It's just only, but she was always popular, right? But it just blew up recently, like the way that she does this, it all just,
yeah.
But see what she's doing? It's actually really educational. She's kind of tapped into the whole, like, I'm showing you how to make really good meals, right? That are quite unrealistic, but here's how you make your own mozzarella. Here's how you make your own, but she does it in a way that it feels so effortless. So it's actually really relaxing to watch.
So distracted by the fact Muddy's like, that's your time.
Oh my God, the halftime sensor, what is that? What we call that? The halftime.
That is the halftime,
yeah,
because
it's basically the FU. Like, how would you even describe that for anyone that's not seen it?
It's a it's Monica and
Chandler's.
They've got one that's like that, is it not?
So is that not the get up you sign?
Yeah, get up.
Maybe it is.
Slapping your upper arm whilst also pulling up your forearm. If you can't see it, go on Patreon because we just did an impression.
Exactly.
But yeah, so Nara Smith. So people are basically saying about her that she is tapping into the whole hate watching thing. So she's basically saying, I know that I'm doing this and it's pissing people off, and people are going to comment and say, there's no way that you made that for their breakfast if it took 8 hours in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then the views get massive, and then she gets loads and loads of views, and she gets really famous, and the majority of people know that she's kind of taking the piss. But at any point, she can stop doing that, and she's now got like millions and millions of followers.
Yeah.
That's her. And do you know who else did that? Trisha Paytas.
Who's that?
Remember Trisha? What else does Trisha do?
You know Trisha.
You know Trisha.
Trisha.
Trisha. Trisha did Frenemies with the blonde hair. Originally, she started on YouTube, right? She actually was a Playboy bunny for a wee while. You'll have seen her. She's the one who did the viral sound? After she talks.
Oh, I know what that is.
A lot of people. And he goes, you know you do that when you talk?
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't think who she is.
She started off on YouTube, and all her videos were her playing the pure dumb blonde thing. So right. She did like videos about like, do dogs have brains? And she was like, doesn't make any sense that they would have brains when they can't talk and all this. And everyone, because people are so desperate to like correct
somebody,
they jumped into the comments and they're like, oh my God, this person's so thick, but she's actually pure smart and she's just taking the piss.
Kind of like Paris and Nicole with the simple
exactly.
Like, because Paris Hilton's really smart and she's like, I was just playing a character. Even you thought so, and it's kind of like that way where she's going, you are so stupid that you thought that
you
was
think
actually
I'm the stupid one.
How I spoke. Yeah. Are you kidding?
I love that. I think it's so clever because it's basically taking these, like, it's almost like a win-win. Because those wee angry people get it out their system and they feel like I've corrected someone. Yep. But she's like raking the money in.
100%. I just wonder how the brands get on board with that. The only one I can't bear, right, because I think it's like, it actually makes me feel really uncomfortable. But again, she's also taking the piss. The woman who does a similar thing to
Nara Smith.
She does a similar thing, but it's a smiling. Have you seen her? She's like constantly smiling and she's like, my toddler's wanted
some
cereal. Yeah,
she does a jawline.
She has a jawline. She's got a perfect jawline, right? And she smiles like she's about to go and murder somebody. But no. She's definitely doing it on purpose. Yeah. There's no way that she's not doing it as a laugh.
She's like, is she English? Is she not the English version of Nara Smith, basically?
No, I think she's also American.
Is she?
Also American, but I must admit, I do love Nara Smith. She's very, very good. I could watch all her stuff for hours.
It's just, sometimes it's just like a wee calming thing to watch.
She's
you know
beautiful.
Mute
she's
it.
A big pregnant.
And watch it.
No, what
and
do you
it's
mean?
Lovely.
Mute it.
Yeah. It, it's this. My toddler wanted grilled cheese sandwich, and I'm just like, oh, I fucking love a cheese toastie.
Should go milk the cow and all that and make the
yeah. Exactly.
So I took my breast milk and I made it with my
so
own.
So actually, if you just
cheese.
Mute it, if that's the part that kind of grates on you, what?
My own cheese.
Ugh. Not the nicest.
No. It is weird. We said this before. Why is it so disgusting to imagine drinking someone's breast milk, but drinking it from a big, filthy cow
it's
in a field?
You can make
delicious.
Cheese from breast milk.
Of course. Absolutely. You can make cheese from
Nara
milk.
Smith basically says all you need is a little bit of lemon, so we separate the curds from the milk.
What's a curd?
I don't know.
The lumpy bits?
The lumpy bits.
Hey.
Rank. But she literally makes her own mozzarella. That's the coolest thing ever.
I mean, I'm back drinking normal cow's milk.
How do you feel?
Welcome back.
Because how are the hormones milk, when you drink them?
Oat milk is horrendous for you.
It's so bad for you. It also tastes like Weetabix.
So bad. I love oat milk. I could drink it in a cup.
But then see if you have it in coffee, it tastes like Weetabix. Not think. It tastes like you're drinking liquid porridge.
I think
now that you've said that.
Like heaven on earth.
Oh, and it's so bad for you because it's oil and all that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like awful. Absolutely awful for you. So I'm back drinking basically cow piss. Cheers.
It's not pee.
Oh, it feels like cow pee. It comes out of a cow udder and
you
it just feels like
that.
Piss.
Do you think the cows have got four dicks?
Also, it's female.
Fucking hope no.
It's female.
Yeah.
They're all girl cows.
A bull.
See, if it was a boy cow, I would not drink its milk.
Meal milk.
No, it's yucky.
Yuck. I only want the girl ones. That's a weird thing to think of, but that's true. What is the psychology of that?
I don't know. Boys are yuck.
Boys are yuck. Anyway, shall we get into our messages? Because we've left a few this week, haven't we? Who wants to go first?
We had loads of people, first of all, saying they love the studio, so thank you
Thanks
very much. Hi, girls. I'm just watching the first episode on your YouTube, loving the new studio.
Oh.
I've been laughing away at the bullying, trauma and horrible nicknames chat. What a sentence. We're really healing people's inner soul here. Oh my God, I've got a fair few about this horrible girl who used to bully me and about five other girls when we were in primary school. Can laugh about it now, but my God, she made our lives hell. Anyway, I thought I'd share a nickname that she came up with. My dad's surname is Hifnawi. It's Egyptian and it's pronounced Hifnawi. My mum actually gave me her surname because when I was born because she thought others would make fun of me for it. She's on the ball,
yep,
probably.
She is.
Your mum is actually ahead of the time.
Yeah, she
can see the bullying opportunities.
Somehow the bully found out my dad's surname and very quickly came up with Half a Fanny. Very inventive. Love the pod, girls. See you in July. Half a Fanny doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't fit anything with Fanny in it.
Yeah.
It's just
Half a Fanny. Even a full one.
Just and then all that's going to happen is people are like, oh, there's Half a Fanny, and people are going to come to their own conclusions, like, well, I wonder why they call her Half a Fanny.
Yeah, there's going to be a story made up about that,
and then it's going to grow like arms and legs and Yeah, she'll have a full
arms, legs, the other half of the fanny.
I love that second name though.
Half a fanny.
I actually would have loved that as a child.
What? Yeah, something about fancy. Again?
Something about quirky.
Hefnawi.
Hefnawi.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame though. It makes me want to do a whim my way, a whim my way, a whim my way, a whim my way. Come on, Lauren, it's your chance.
Joining in on that.
A whim my way, a whim my way. Yeah, sorry, fucking Timon.
By the way,
Timon and Pumba, who would be who? Come on, Ellie, we know.
Are you making fun of my shoulders again?
No, we're making fun of me being Pumba. Shame for me.
Why are we so paranoid?
I'm working on
self-aware. I'm Defo's Pumbaa.
I'm working on my...
You're little Timon.
I need my Kylie Jenner.
I'm so little and small.
Look at me with my little waistcoat.
And my little small shoulders.
Don't. I feel like this is like,
I'm
actually...
I'm so Timon.
This is giving me shoulders, at least a wee bit. I feel like I just don't have any.
Oh, stop it. You're making me feel like you're like Gok Wan right now. Got to elevate the shoulders, bring in the waist.
Cinch it in with a belt, ladies. Uh-huh. Pull up that bosom.
You're like, fucking hell, you know. He was too handsy. He was very handsy.
Don't
with
everyone slate Gok Wan.
I love him. And it's not my thing now. At the time and in that era, I liked Gok Wan, but now I look back and I'm like, oh, it just kills me a wee bit.
Yeah, but that was back then. We were all wearing fucking footless tights.
Who was the one that
footless
did?
Footless tights. We were.
Underdresses with the belt. Why? A big side sweeping fringe.
Flat shoes. The wee ballet flats that just made your feet stinking.
Pump.
Worse. And I hate the fact that I see them coming back because I'm like, everyone knows. You can't take your shoes off if you go in someone's house and you wear them.
Oh, no.
We all know.
Private.
So they need to have flooring or you can't go.
Or also, it's the worry that your feet would make marks on their floor.
Oh no!
From the heat, having wet feet, yeah.
Because guess what? Our shoes we were wearing were not leather.
No,
vegan queens, in fairness, but they were not leather.
I love how they do that now. It's like, I'm going to take cheap leather, cheap fake leather, and we're just going to call it vegan. Now it sounds fancy.
Yeah,
it puts now you feel like you're so eco-friendly. Oh, like, God, you look
at me, eco-warrior. Don't even come at me. Right, we've got an embarrassing story here, and I actually love the embarrassing stories. This is a call out for them. If you have any embarrassing stories, especially with your kids, that I just find they are top notch. Specifically, I'm going to say overheard in the toilets kind of stories,
because
that's when everything seems to come out, right? Anyway, embarrassing story. I popped for one drink after work one Friday, which led to a full-on session getting home at 2 a.m. I was woken from a sound sleep, drunken stupor, by the Amazon delivery man with a parcel that required a signature. That's the most annoying thing ever.
They always come fucking early in the morning.
I jumped out of bed and put on my racer back vest top and rushed to the front door. The guy's face went scarlet. He was looking every way except from me directly. I headed back to my bedroom, past the mirror. You know what's happened here.
Yep, I can see it already.
Past the mirror, only to notice I'd put the vest top on back to front and I'd one boob literally hanging out at one side. I'm by no means flat chested and could only blame the alcohol for me not realising what I'd done. You were numb.
How can you not feel?
You were numb.
How do you not feel the material in between?
Is it both
the
chest?
One boob.
Right, one boob.
Cyclops.
So it's right across.
Cyclops. One boob.
But I'm not being funny. See, if I had a boob out and I went, I feel like I would feel the breeze going down the stairs.
If you've just woken up, but you potentially just be still not like fully connected to your body yet.
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
I feel like charger. So, see, if I have to answer the door first thing in the morning and I've not like had a shower and get out my jammies yet and I've got no bra on, I feel so violated. I basically just like stick my head out.
It's
I'm like,
more obvious.
Yeah.
And see, really, see if you're, I mean, I've got a crop top on today, so if they were perky, they would maybe be up here. Like, we go to the door and we hold our hands here.
Yeah.
It's already giving. We've sagged.
It's already giving. I have no bra on.
Deflated.
And they're probably not going to look, but you can't help but just be so aware of it.
Like two wee hush puppies just flapping about the wind.
Stop. Lauren called them anteaters at one point, and I feel like it's the best description you could ever have given.
That's when we used to do spray tans.
What, we had to lean forward to make sure we didn't
lift the boobs up.
Two big white bits in your belly.
Yeah, but do you remember we went for the spray tan for your wedding? And where was it we went? Fake bake.
Fake bake.
And she literally did have to say, and if you can just pull the boobs up, and you're like, mortifying. Oh.
Because you know there's going to be an age where they need to do that. Like, they'll never do that until the point she's like, right, okay, there you go.
I've got a rat bastard of the week for
yes.
you.
Yes.
Love
Where's
that.
Where's our bell?
Our bell's right
we're
there.
We're ready. Ping it.
Rat bastard of the week.
Oh, we need to be jingle for that, by the way. We need a jingle for Rat Bastard of
I'm
the
going
week.
To say we need to have a full, like, video, not video, genre, like a full recording, yeah. like a full, like, studio moment where we have, like, the headphones on and we do, like, a Rat Bastard yeah. of the week.
Get us in that booth.
Get yeah. him in the booth.
Get us in that booth.
Right. Not me. I'm claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic, Darren! Right, Rat Bastard of the Week nomination for you girls. This time last year, I was engaged and we were planning on buying our first house together. We'd never lived together before, probably a red flag, but he sold his flat and moved into mine while we looked for a house together. See, I just feel like you don't know somebody until you live with them.
100%. You need to live with somebody at least a year. Because you just don't know. He could be a bogging bastard.
Exactly.
He could be.
That's the main thing you get put off with is people's hygiene.
Dirty hygiene, 100%.
Like, pubes in the sink and toenails on the carpet and stuff.
Even things like leaving dishes and all that, I'd be like, what age are you?
Yeah. And in the bedroom, that's disgusting. He'd made a bit of money from his flat and I had saved some too, so we would have a good deposit. Things were looking good for us. Suddenly, out of nowhere, he starts acting cold. And after a quick snoop through his phone one night.
Oh, naughty girl.
Chooky chooky.
Naughty girl.
He's messaging a girl at his work. Nothing too sexual, but clearly inappropriate. And when I confronted him, he said he felt terrible for leading her on and said it was just a bit of fun as she was leaving the following month to go travelling anyway. Oh, he was just getting his... It was going to say his dick massage, but it's just his ego.
Is the whole leading her on, like, he's a pure...
It's the emotional relationship thing. I think it's harder.
It's the kind of chase. Affair. It's the flirt, that kind of idea. Since it was just text, nothing physical, I accepted it and we moved on. A few weeks later, things are still a bit cold, but I put it down to paranoia from me. Until. One night, he didn't come home. I cried all night because I just knew what was happening and woke up to a text basically saying... It's not working out. What a cop out, by the way. Oh, a text. We are just about to buy a house together. Like, that's a joke. Actual joke. It's not working out. I need to live more in my 20s. He was pushing 28, by the way. You guessed it. He had decided to go backpacking around Bali with this girl and a bunch of 20-year-olds. They obviously only invited him because he was going with 20 grand worth of savings and they were all skint. I haven't seen him since. He moved out, but I did see pics on his Instagram and he looks like he's the dad chaperoning the trip.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, that's really embarrassing. Ooh,
he'll have his fucking shitey flip-flops on and all that, won't he?
Havaianas. No offence to Havaianas, but he will be wearing them.
Yeah.
Don't know why that was relevant for
the
me there.
He's, you know that he's just went, he's just went, oh my God, these like 20-year-olds want to hang about with me. And that's such a compliment. I'm going to go with them. And relive being 20 again.
That's the new age. Of the guy who would definitely buy you a drink when you were 16, 17.
Yep. Yes.
That's all that is. You're just making it Bali.
Yeah. He thinks he's being cool. And you know that he's going to be one of those man-child kind of guys who will, I think he'll live over there now forever.
And he'll Bali?
Yeah, and he'll probably just chase young people and try and live with them all the time and just try and be really young. The fact he's pushing 28, he's almost out of that stage. He should be.
Well, he was out of that stage because he had already bought a flat and then he was moving into a house.
You know what
text. Any situation like that, all you need to do is go, thank fuck I didn't move in
with him. Oh, thank God. To quote the movie, he's just not that into you.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's just not that into you.
You had a pure lucky escape.
Yeah. You escaped well.
Because he would have done that if he was going to stray, he would have done it eventually.
Imagine they tied in a mortgage together.
Nah, that's so messy.
Sack that, because that's when it does get messy.
I saw a girl on TikTok saying that she didn't realise her boyfriend said that he was going on a holiday, right, with his friend to Australia. And when he was over there, he then messaged her to say, by the way, I think we'll need to break up because I'm actually not coming back.
That was a lucky escape for you. I'm actually glad that it worked out the way it did.
Yeah, same. Same.
Everything always works out for me because it has to and always has and always will manifest.
Okay. Let's end on a dilemma with loads of rats at the start.
Ooh, here we
like our emojis, do we? Can we just rerun the number if anyone wants to write in?
Yeah, I'll do it because I know it off by heart now.
Go on then.
07-428-957-885.
Well done.
How good is that? I don't remember. I don't even know Andy's phone number off by heart.
Do you not worry? Though if you put that in your brain, that another number that you needed to know is going to get pushed out.
No, because I still remember all my friends' house numbers, like all my school friends' house numbers.
Same.
So at least I can make room. I can do a clear out. I should probably learn some other people's numbers. I don't remember. I don't know anyone. If I lost my phone and I was stuck, I wouldn't. I don't even know anybody's house number. I literally couldn't phone anyone. I don't even know my mum's house number.
Do you?
That's your mum though.
It's your own house number.
No, but they've changed it since I moved out. So, and I've never got the
my
house number.
My mum and dad did that, and it took me a long time. And it was it's very similar. Like I would say, almost identical. Couldn't get it to stick.
But I went
to get my phone fixed, and I was like, "You need to give me a phone." And then suddenly got there, and I was like, "I don't know anybody's number bar my mum's mobile number."
All I know is our number and 999. So
you can't call that. Like me, you could phone 101.
Who's 101?
The non-emergency line.
Do you know this? Right, this is my favourite thing ever of Ash. Ash told me that she woke up in the middle of the night, right?
Fraser was at her.
Fraser was away, so she was at home alone with the kids, right? And heard somebody essentially breaking into the house. So she heard the door going and like somebody fumbling about, and she was like, "Oh shit, somebody's breaking into the house." So she like had to pure get her adrenaline up and like get down the stairs, and she was like creeping down the stairs, and she could hear somebody, and then she could see somebody with her hood up, like all black with her hood up, and she was like, "Fuck." She's typed in 101, the non-emergency number. She's like, "I had it typed in my phone, I was about to phone 101.
I'm going to press it."
It was Fran. He came home early. But I'm like, "You need to phone 999.
Yeah, 101.
I don't really want to bother you, right? Phone's upside down and everything. Just doesn't even know what she's doing. I don't want to bother you, right? But I think there may be an intruder in my house. Just if you've got 2 seconds.
Just if you've got a set in the next five to ten working days. I mean, even if it's just a recovery operation at that point, come back.
It's a recovery operation.
I don't want to be a bother.
If you want to formally identify, it definitely is me, because it's me phoning the now.
Hi girls, I have drama. My friends have all been on the fence with this one, so need you three to sort me out. My beautician, who is also a very close friend, has a long list of clients that are friends of mine. Right. Basically, a beautician knows everyone, which is just how it always is.
Right. They're so that, big, it's them full of secrets.
Yeah. Beauticians, hairdressers, they know everything about everyone. It turns out one girl and her mum, ages about 28 and 50, have been talking about my partner and I behind our backs.
Okay. Why?
Openly to the beautician as well.
Why though?
Odd choice to do that. Discussing how my partner is disgusting, fat and has shit tattoos.
Don't go for the tattoos, that's mean.
Listen, we've all got shit tattoos, it's fine.
Meanwhile, she's accepting favours from us both free of charge and also planning to go on holidays with us both.
There's a snake in the grass here.
That should be a snake, not a rat. Do I let it slide because I'm the adult, but always remember for future reference? A, let it slide. B, mention it, cool, calm and collected. Or C, go absolutely crazy.
I vote for C.
I vote for C.
I'm going for C. In fact,
I quite like C. C sounds fun.
I think C is going to let her know where she fucking stands.
Yeah.
No. And it's not in an all-inclusive resort with you.
But why are they going on holiday then? So they must be actually quite close.
I just feel like, we're not going to judge you for trying to be a nice person, but don't go on that holiday and don't not say anything.
No more free favours.
Can you do the whole keep my name out your mouth? Yeah. I love that.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Do a Will Smith, please.
Oh, that's it.
Do you also not think...
Don't punch anyone.
She might need that.
Unless they deserve it.
I hate to mix it up a wee bit, right? But
look at you.
We spoke about this before. 999. I'd like to report again.
Someone said my husband's tattoos were shite. He's a bit fat. Should I go on holiday with her?
Do you not think, right, that see if somebody tells you, right, so see if I was to say to you, Ash, right, Lauren was pure bitching about you and she was saying X, Y, Z and she was saying this and it was a pure detailed conversation, right? Mm-hmm. That you need to go, well, what were you saying? That she felt comfortable enough to open up like that to you. Because see if somebody was to bitch to me about one of yous, then I'd be like, hang on.
Wait a minute here.
You would shut it down straight away or they'd tell by your face
that
they can't continue. So I would have a wee bit of red flag in the beautician.
100%.
I know, but she's a beautician, right? So I just go, she probably does know everything about everybody and it could potentially be... why does she not like you though, is the first bit.
No, it's not. She never said she doesn't like her. She said that the husband's
she's just a bitch. No, but she's talking bad about the both of them, it said.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why though? And then why is she going on holiday with you? You need to have it out with her and you need to record it and then send it in.
Oh my God, please do that. We need more people to do that. See, when we give advice, we want to actually be to be recorded and sent back to us so that we can watch it for entertainment purposes.
Can you imagine that? Just like, sorry, just wait a minute. I just need to actually film this because I need to send it to...
I know, tripod setup.
My records.
I need to send it to 07428957885 hotline.
Yes!
Sorry, did I just do that?
I can actually see it because your hair was in front of it, but I'm going to say it
was right.
Yes!
It was right. Open for chats 24/7, apparently.
Yeah, my advice is definitely go and say something.
Yeah. I think a mix of the calm and collected, though. Like, yep. As in, go, by the way, I heard that you were saying that my husband was disgusting and had shit tattoos. So just wondering, like, why you've been saying that.
So what, she goes, I did say that.
Do it in Towie style. Like,
yeah, but that's, you would actually rather somebody, like, own their villain and go, I did see that. See that fucking donkey that he's got in his arse? That's pure shite. Why did you let him go to the crackpot at the end of the road to get a tattoo?
Yeah, she can explain the shit tattoos, but the disgusting and fat things.
Yeah, that's the end of a friendship kind of shit.
But I think someone manipulative would turn around and go, the tattoos are pretty shit though. And the reason why I said he was fat and disgusting is because you deserve better. Imagine she said that and then you just go,
still cut
no,
off.
No, surely not.
I don't know what else I can say now.
Well, then you just go, do you know what? That for me is the end of our friendship. So, toodaloo.
Toodaloo is a great one.
Yep.
With a wiggly hand.
Yep. Make sure you've got Lauren's nails on and not mine though, because it's so much nicer when you see the wiggly nails coming from you.
I need to go and get that one fixed. I jabbed it against a wall.
I don't know how you can live your life with them long. I feel like my hands, look how long mine are, and I feel like they don't work.
Oh, you're broke.
I just love when Ailey says things that are super dramatic. I don't know how you can live your life. Like, as if Ailey were to get a long nail and then next minute she's lying back in the coffin with the arms crossed over. I just couldn't live my life for a second longer.
I already drop things all the time. I drop things all the time and they're not even long.
You drop things because of your nails.
Yeah, because I just feel like I can't grip properly.
Really, no. I've never met somebody so fucking dramatic as you.
See that wee eye twitch there? So dramatic.
Right, I didn't, we're going to move over before these two have a set too, because I feel like I'm going to have to ding, ding, ding in the middle of you. But if you want to go, there we go. Fine. If you want to go and join us on confession sessions, then go to the link in the description of this podcast and make sure you unlock it so you can come and see us over on camera one on Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Say the number again.
07428957885 is the hotline. Yep. Send in your confessions, dilemmas, funny stories, overheard in the bathroom, all that stuff to that number. Accompanying media is always welcome.
Yep, send photos, pictures,
photos, whatever you want. Always needed for proof.
For proof. And see, for the next episode, we're not going to be as chatty. We're going to get right into it because we've got loads of them.
Yeah, we've got loads.
And there's a couple of voice notes as well.
Yay! Right, we'll see you over there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll catch you soon.
Bye.
Bye.